I guess we're live on BBS. Good evening. Today it is Monday, August the 28th, 2017. It is a Monday evening gathering of the group of friends from Winfrey and Terry Brown. Those who are interested in this work, we do this as usual as a simulcast with a conference call. We had somebody else just join in. Good evening to you and welcome to our location.
Hi, Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
All right. Thank you. And somebody else joined in with you. Welcome. If you want to please say your name and location.
Mary, Metairie, Louisiana.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Glad to be
here. All right. Thank you for being here. The next person, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Arizona, Raiden.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, always. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry in Sedona. Welcome, my dear sister.
Thank you.
Our dear sister. Thank you so much for being here, Terry.
All right.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy in North Carolina. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening to you and welcome. The next call, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Roger, we welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Lots of love, light, and support there to Texas, my friend.
Well, we're high and dry where I am, but I'm a lot more fortunate than most of them.
All right. Everything be resolved. More people have joined in. Welcome to the call. Please name a location.
Hi, this is Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Somebody else, I guess, came in with Michelle. If you want to, please share name and location. The next call, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Grace St. Louis.
Good evening. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Yeah.
Welcome. And the next call, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be.
All right. Yeah, me too. Thank you, Win and Terry, for making this possible for us. Win, I believe you are live here with us.
I'm so glad I'm here.
All right.
I had to say that before you said it.
All right. Hi, Don. Good evening.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for being here.
Northern Ohio here.
All right. We had more callers join in, and we have not started yet, so welcome to the call. And if you want to, please say name and location.
This is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Please say name and location.
Is Morgan on the line?
I have not heard of Morgan tonight, no. And I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. So we are here live on this Monday. And Vin, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, you weren't supposed to say that. God.
Well, I am.
All right.
I'm speaking, right. my friend.
I can't control you. I'll put up with it.
Yep.
Is Raiden here?
Yes, he is.
Raiden, why don't you give everybody a positive greeting?
Positive greetings, Lynn.
Thank you.
And everyone.
And is Dharmananda here?
I have not heard of Dharmananda tonight.
All right. I think we are almost ready. Are you ready, Terry? No. Hello, Terry. Hello, Terry.
Oh, Hello. Hi.
Hi, where were you? Were you unmuting yourself?
Yeah.
It was less than 2 minutes.
Pardon me?
It was less than 2 minutes.
Less than 2 minutes, right. She doesn't need a refresher course, right? At Unmute University.
All right.
Not yet.
God forbid she gets a new headset. It'll be a whole new learning experience.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's... Hi, do you want to start the recording?
Yes, I'll mute the lines, if that's okay?
Yeah.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
The 28th.
This conference
Thank
is
you.
Being recorded.
I was just going to ask. This is August 28th, 2017, when Interi in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And we're going to do a continuing conversation. I don't know if we'll need another one. We might have covered the whole topic, at least as much as we can comprehend the answers. Some people sent me questions that they wanted me to ask. And, you know, we've had an ongoing series. Really, it started out when I wrote the book, the Creator God book. And then when Terry's friend John died and Terry was in the hospital and she came back and she was there when he died and she saw an angel pulling John up the tunnel of light, and John was resisting, and Terry was pushing him up, and he said, well, come with me.
No, I was scared he would resist, but he didn't. He didn't.
Oh, he
resist.
Didn't.
No, because I gave him a carrot. I said, go find Robert Frost, because he loved Robert Frost, and he missed him. I said, go find Robert Frost, and that was exciting to him that he did go see Robert Frost again. And I wondered a little bit, you know, when he got to the heaven realm and the portal opened up and I saw him in the heaven realm, he had other people with him. And there was one person I didn't recognize, and I was wondering if it could have been Robert Frost. But I don't know. I just didn't know who the fellow was, but I didn't know Robert Frost either.
Okay.
I recognized the other people because they were friends of mine that passed over before. And they all came to visit me.
So we've learned a lot of stuff. We've learned some about this tunnel of light and that you make a choice to go into it. And we've learned that you need to qualify. Your heart has to be open. We've learned...
Well, it's not that you have to qualify. It's that it's totally free will. And if your heart isn't open, you might prevent yourself from going because you might not feel worthy, or you might not be open to the experience, or you might think you have to stick around. You know.
But I do, we can ask this. I do think there's a filter, energetic filter, that if your heart isn't somewhat open, that you can't get through the filter.
You filter yourself out. Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson died, we did a channeling, and we took him. We did what you call a death walk, where you walk the person like to the tunnel of light, or you know wherever you walk him there. It's called the death walk, and. We did the death walk with him, and we took him, like, to the gates of heaven, but he didn't want to go. He wasn't ready.
Well, Robin Williams was concerned his jokes would be too dirty.
Well, you never can tell with him if he's joking or not.
Right,
you know?
Right. Right.
Because Robin Williams, like, we ask about him going to heaven, and he says, well, the censures might be worse there than the censures on Morgan Mindy.
Yeah.
But you never can tell if he's just joking, you know.
You know, was it really Robin Williams? Whenever we first start talking to any of these people, I'm thinking, this isn't Robin Williams. Something in the negative is trying to worm their way into our space. And then he started...
He was so funny.
He was telling jokes on the other side, just like the kind Robin Williams would make up. So,
right.
In every case, there was some kind of indication that I would test the person. Even Michael Jackson really passed the test. But, there were three notables we've talked to. The other one was Morley Safer.
Yeah, and, Morley Safer. Like, he came in on, went in my communication line with the Elohim because he said, you know, I got 80,000 people that are thinking I'm gone, and I'm not. I'm here. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't communicate with anybody, and so...
But the interesting thing about Morley Safer is, when he came in, Terry didn't know who Morley Safer was, I don't believe.
No, I did. Mm-hmm. I'd seen 60 Minutes sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
but he didn't say he was Morley Safer like here I am. He said
I couldn't get the name. You know, he said, "What's your name?" We said, and he said, "Safe." I couldn't bring the name in really easily.
Yeah,
safer.
And then eventually we got Safer, and I didn't identify.
You didn't know who it was.
With 60 Minutes. But then I looked up, he said he did news, okay? And
right.
I looked up Safer in news, and it had to be him. And then I had him interview me, and maybe someday I'll put him here.
That was funny.
He was very good, because he would ask me a question, and he would make up the next question based on what I said, rather than having a stock interview. Very professional.
Yeah, and not only that, but he was very funny. Like, I was very embarrassed because you said, oh, are you going to get a free interview or something? And I was so embarrassed, you know, oh, no, you know, how could you say that? And then the Morley said, are you Jewish?
Well, in any case, if it wasn't him, whoever was being...
No, it was. Because these guys, they have a soul signature. Mm. And it's particularly their signature. Nobody else in the whole world or the universe, nobody else has that soul
signature. Has that
signature,
right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, occasionally somebody puts somebody in the light on a Wednesday call who died. Occasionally they give a message through the Elohim on the call. Sometimes the Elohim say they're still in an intermediate state, and they're not ready to be contacted. And it's fascinating for me because I'm in my detective mode. And I take every little thing, and I remember it. And then when it comes up again, I remember it. Look for the consistency of it. Like, for example, in the email I sent out today, I believe it was in this. It was I put the channeling from 2011 when Terry, the story of Terry and John, when I asked questions about the realms. And they said, sometimes people get to the heaven realm and they make the choice to go back to their home planet because they ended up on Earth because their spaceship crashed.
Right.
And that was in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later than that, one of the regulars on our call asked a question about her family. And they said her family were her crew on a spaceship that crashed on Earth. And,
right.
And you know, I remember when they said that, I was thinking, I never heard about this before. Do I believe this? You know?
You were thinking, well, that the person that asked the question will never be back again.
And yet, it totally resonated with them. It totally did. They asked more questions over the next few weeks, trying to get the fine points of the situation. So, you know, over the years, I've come to the idea that we really are getting phenomenal information. And some of it is easily verifiable. Some of it is intuitively verifiable, like it makes sense. And some of it is very hard to verify, so you can take it or leave it. But the consistency of it kind of makes me feel fairly confident that it's real.
Yeah, like some of the questions that they ask I'd never heard of before. And like then I get shown a video, like the question about where did the stone walls come from in the Northeast. And then they're talking about, I see like the color video of the stone walls and who built them. And then I see a strange formation of stone, and but it's very, very ancient. And they're giving me all the pattern to go with it.
Of course, another validation that is really profound is when they occasionally, and they don't often do this, but occasionally, for example, they made the connection of Terry and St. Catherine. And I never heard of St. Catherine, but when I looked up St. Catherine, I found out that she was a channel in Siena, Italy, that would go into the church and they would write down everything she said. And Terry was pretty much the spitting image of her. And there were aspects of her persona that precisely matched Terry's persona.
Right.
So that was an incredible validation. Or when they said I was one of the founders of the country.
Yeah, that was...
I looked like that person.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of their characteristics when I studied them. So, you know, over time, I give them the benefit of the doubt when they give an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many of you have done your own validations. Like when you ask questions on Wednesdays, sometimes they answer specifically for somebody, and I have no clue if that answer resonated with the person. But they keep coming back. And then they come back and ask more questions. So it's an interesting observation that passes my scrutiny. So,
yeah, you know, another interesting thing happens. Like sometimes maybe there'll be somebody on the line due, or they're just checking us out, and they're thinking that they don't really believe it or something. And then the Elohim, like I'm talking the whole time. They're talking through me, and we're talking and talking and talking, but they direct their attention towards that person, and they keep talking, but they're talking to that person. And then I notice that that person is, after a minute, he's now listening like everybody else. That's interesting.
All right. Somebody said,
somebody said what? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just looking here. Somebody said when they called in, all they get is music.
Then they're calling the wrong line, or they're calling they have the wrong PIN number. Because I've done that, you know, like I'll call the Wednesday call on Monday or something, and I just said there's just music, and oh, nobody's here. And then they, oh, well, it's me. Are you answering their email?
Yeah, they said they called in and they're just getting music.
Well, they called the wrong PIN number or the wrong call-in number. One of the two.
So I checked my email. I'm answering them.
You know, it was really interesting when Morley Surfer came in. Like, Morley, for a little while, he wanted to, like, become Wendt and my child because he could talk to us. But then, so I started doing, like, a life review with him. And he was going through the things that were really important to him, like the bar mitzvah, and he was going into the suit that he wore when he had his bar mitzvah, and the parties he had with his wife that he dearly loved, and him, like, helping her cook stuff for the parties and just sitting around, and they were very enjoyable. And then we live, you know, we don't do anything like that. We don't do bar mitzvah. We don't, you know, we don't have all those parties and everything. And so he decided that he better take some time and find the right family.
You know, I want to point out, if you look at how Terry was talking about Marley and saying she was doing a life review with him, right? You know, there's this indication that long, 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 long time ago.
Very long time, yeah.
Terry was one of those beings that met people at the top of the tunnel of light. And
gave him a life review.
And they had a life review. So, you know, given the right circumstances, she does the same thing this life. She works with somebody.
Yeah.
She helps to hold for them. She gives them unconditional love. I've seen her do this to people. And they change as a result. They feel unconditionally accepted. Okay?
Yeah.
She does that with me. So it all fits in, okay? But in any case, let's get started here, all right, on
all right.
Our topic. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We see the flood in the Texas area, and we see if the rain can soon stop and get less, and that the tremendous amount of water that has to make its way to the Gulf of Mexico, that the people can join together and help each other and rescue, and the people with boats can go and can help people to rescue them and take them to safe ground, and the people in the helicopters can find people, and we send prayers all over the whole area in Texas for those people that particularly need it right at this very minute in time. We are honored to work with you and to come in, and we are like your brother, one of your relatives in the higher realms. We are not God. We are God's assistants. And we are a part of the Elohim and part of the God group. And if we ever say anything that does not make sense to you or resonate with you, then disregard it as it not meant to apply to you at this time. If we answer a question that is the same question that you had, it may not be the same answer for you, because different people have different answers for the same question, depending upon their life and their path in the birth plane. Do you have questions?
Yes. Let's start out and go back to when somebody dies. It seems like everybody goes into the lower astral to start with. Is that true?
Well, we do not like to make a blanket statement that everyone does. Some people
say, how about almost everyone? Or a huge percentage?
Probably a huge percentage, yes. Some people just, bam, they appear in heaven. It's like they just immediately cross over. Some people do, and some people they don't want to leave, and they stick around, and they know that they're still alive, and they don't know quite what has happened to them or why they can no longer communicate with their loved ones, why they're don't hear them.
Now, when somebody hears this information on our call, is that something that they can remember and apply when they're on the other side after they die?
Some people may. Some people are very aware and they cross over and they're right in the now, and they can hear when somebody's talking to them. Some people are so focused on some aspect of their life that they don't track with the present time, and they still think that they're in some past, and it takes them a while to figure it out.
But no one is really talking to them or greeting them. They're just ending up with their awareness in another timeline, and they can learn that they can move their awareness, and it feels like they're still in a body, right? They still have a body that looks like the body they died in, right?
Yeah, and their right body looks just like the body they died in. And let's say that they were 88 years old, and they looked the same with the same older body. And however, when they translate and they go to heaven, then they can take advantage of some of the techniques, and they can begin to be whatever age that they feel comfortable with, like maybe 38.
Yeah. So if somebody's in an older body and they died with a bunch of infirmities, problems, are those problems gone when they're in the astral?
Not necessarily. You take somebody that's got shot, and so then they died, and their light body still carries the energy of the bullet entering the head, and then they're trying to deal with the energy because it translates from the physical into an energy thing, because there's still the energy is there and needs to be dispensed with.
Do they get hungry? If they were used to eating food and feeling satiated with food, do they feel hunger or horny or any of the body urges that are identified with 3D?
They can, yes. They can. We are reminded of one person that passed over, and no one could see him. And he was the father of the family, and the daughter then married a person, and they have a granddaughter. And so when they, we see many people now, many people's attention is on the news right now, having come home from work, and it is overpowering. But we continue the story. It was the Christmas dinner or the Sabbath, and the daughter's husband was doing the ceremony, and the now grandfather was very disappointed, saying, "It's my job. My job. I'm supposed to be doing the ceremony. It's my job." So they have, like, we were thinking of that in light of the fact that everybody was sitting around eating dinner. And he wanted so much to be part of all that. They tend to think in terms of how they thought before they passed over. Like the grandfather, when company would come, he would go over to them and say, "You know, I'd like to make you a drink, but from where I am, I can't do that." And he was right there with them, wanting to do the customs that he has learned that they always did, that made people feel comfortable and at home. In general, though, they do not get hungry or need food in their light body after they pass over.
Mm-hmm. Now, this tunnel of light, who is creating this vortex?
It is a tunnel that is created by heaven, and it is matching a gradual, it's like a, what do you call it, a vortex?
Would it be like an escalator? And when you step on it, you just go up?
You could consider it to be like that, but it is more, it is round, and it has spiraling frequencies that are getting higher and higher and higher, which disconnect one from the earth realm and their density and move their frequency into higher frequencies until they are matched with heaven, so that by the time they get to heaven, then they can see and be aware and hear all the frequencies of the people around them in heaven.
When you say heaven created it, you're talking about some of the beings in heaven create it? Or is it like a structure that was built, an energetic structure that just stays there? Or does it need to continually be created by the beings in the higher realms?
It is not exactly the beings that created it. It is a vortex, a spinning vortex that has been set in motion between realms to transport one from one to the other.
But it was at one point constructed, correct?
What frequencies? Spinning frequencies, yes.
Yeah. And then it stayed in place. So,
well, it doesn't stay in place. It is placed in place when needed.
I see. And when somebody goes through this vortex and goes through their life, at this point, can they also recall their past lifetimes and are people from the past lifetimes that they were close to in this higher realm?
If the people have passed away previously, they may very well be in the higher realms and welcoming the new arrival when he gets there.
Mm-hmm. But will he remember his past lifetimes when those people were there at this point?
Generally, yes. And that's one of the reasons for the life review, to help him deal with anything and to review how people reacted to him and what his impact has been in the physical realm.
And I don't believe when you're in the lower astral, you remember your past lives, do you?
There are barriers to remember your past lives. Barriers like maybe one was unethical and doesn't want to even know about it or remember. Mm-hmm. Or they've been treated badly and they don't want to hear about it. So it sometimes is very confusing to remember your past lives.
Okay.
And the timelines, it's like each life is in like a different time period, so one needs to change time periods when one is in the process of remembering his past life.
Mm-hmm. And does someone need to have an open heart to get into the this vortex?
Well, if they're resistant and their heart is closed, they probably won't want to go. So it's something when they open their heart to it, then they can more easily mesh with it.
Mm-hmm. And on the last call we did on this last week, we talked about there were different heaven realms for different cultures, i.e. the Chinese have a realm, the Indians have a realm, the Chinese have dragons in their realm. I would assume if you go to Africa, there'd be realms that are, you know, for African people, maybe even different parts of Africa.
So speaking different languages also.
Speaking different languages. So they remember the language, and they're using their indigenous language in these higher realms, yes?
Often, yes.
Okay. So how many heaven realms are there connected to our planet?
We see that it is a sort of a nesting of, like, mathematical nesting.
In other words, there's an over heaven, and then there's heavens underneath the over heaven.
Give us a minute. We see it as that there is the heaven that is connected to Earth, and that how many heavens are there? Well, we see it as a hologramic overlay. And that is all we can say. We see it as a hologramic overlay.
Mm-hmm. And let me see, I had a question there. So there's a lot of coordination and administration of all of this. It just doesn't happen by itself.
When you are in a higher frequency, it is easier to intermesh with timelines and situations and synchronicities, and it is easier because the higher, the closer one is to God, where all is one, then one is able to move into another realm more easily. And to see into another realm more easily.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something called the Akashic Records, where it was like a big computer, energetic computer bank of everything that happened on planet Earth.
Everything is recorded, yes.
Everything is recorded. Every past life, every person.
Yes.
Is there a connection? Is the Akashic Records connected with the heaven realms?
Yes. It is. It's part of it. It is a part of your realm.
It's part of it. So the angelic beings that are working there can look at the Akashic Records of an individual.
Yes. If they are in attune with that thing, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you said that a person themselves makes the choice to go into this vortex or not. Okay?
Yes, and the heaven one can... When someone's getting ready to cross over, can trap with them and see whether they are a candidate or not, whether this is something that they would accept or would not accept, and can intermesh with their own free will.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's my understanding that a service to self being can go up the dimensions, I believe up to sixth dimension, as service to self being, at which point, if they want to continue, they have to switch to service to others, okay?
Yes, it is like the mechanics of the universe. It's like if they go higher, then people can see right through them. And if they are service to self, people can see right through that and see any subterfuge they're running, or they're pretending to be friendly and they aren't, or they just want to take for themselves. It becomes very apparent to others when you are in the higher realms. And they aren't as much fun to be around if they're going to exclude you, really, and only want to take.
Can service to self get into the heaven realms? Do they have service to self realms? In other words, if a being is going up the ladder of a holographic evolution, and the negative can go up the ladder, as well as the positive, at least up the sixth dimension, what are the mechanisms by which the negative moves through the realms?
Usually this is sorted out, like sometimes on the way, and they may be stepped aside out of the tunnel by some negative being who is more in tune with them. They may experience something negative if they get clear through. They may not be happy in heaven.
So there's no necessarily like an angelic police force keeping beings out, enforcing.
Well, there is an angelic police force where if someone is totally out of line, can be isolated out and placed in isolation, so to speak, because they have already really isolated themselves.
Now, what we're talking about, you know, if we look at the raw explanation of dimensions, we're in 3D, the next level up is 4D, the next level up is 5D, and I have the feeling that this entire heaven realm is still in 4D, according to the raw
You know, creation starts in the 12th dimension, and so if it is in creation, there are aspects of the 12th dimension in the heaven realm or in the third density.
Okay, but it's still 12, but the heaven realm is not in 12D, but there may be aspects of it. But it's
right. Creation starts in the 12D.
So we would say the heaven realm is in 4D with strings to the higher realms.
It has strings to higher realms, but it is sort of in between floors.
In between where?
Floors.
In between floors. Okay.
Yes.
And the realms are not really divided by strict gates. It's like, I'm just proposing this, the realms kind of flow from one to the next.
Yes.
So that's it. Yes. It's not like there's like a gate to get through.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there hell realms? There's something called the sphere of Amenti, which sounded like it was,
yes,
what I read about, which sounded like it was kind of a hellish realm where souls...
Well, if someone is took, let's say someone is took in Sadism, and another is took in Masochism, then they could be paired up by the keepers of the lower realms, and they could be paired up and live out their fantasy where one hits the other over the head repeatedly, and they until they can get their fill of that, and eventually they move out of that realm.
Mm-hmm. Someone once said that there's a gatekeeper, or the angel of death, that you have to get through to get into the higher realms.
There is an angel of death. He appears without a face and in a black robe, and sometimes visits to scope out a dwelling before, as someone is getting ready to pass over. He is like a keeper of passing over to ensure that the person may need help or not, and to ensure that assistance is given where necessary. And he is not necessary. He may not appear, or he may. And if he does appear, that doesn't mean that the person is in trouble. It's only he is giving assistance towards the death experience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Jane had sent me a question. She asks, is it possible to die and go to heaven and no family members are there to greet you because they've already chosen to be born again in the earth realm? Just wondering about that.
Yes. It is a totally free will thing, and the family may choose to wait for another member, or they may choose to go on, and then there are versions of it where they can check in every now and then and see how the person is doing, or that perhaps they are all moved into another life and reincarnated, and then in that case, when the person arrives, then the angels give him a welcome or her a welcome.
Mm-hmm. And one question that, about the early study I was doing and exposure to the raw material and even the early Elohim material, there was the discussion about graduation and that this was a particular opportunity to graduate this realm. And in the raw material, it said people, it was very hard for very few people graduated. And it wasn't just because they weren't qualified, because they were, but people that were qualified kept coming back to help the others still down here. And that we are uniquely qualified to be able to do that since we're from this realm. So what was the raw material referring to when they talked about graduating this realm?
when someone has fulfilled their purpose, their path, and reached fulfillment on their path for coming into the third entity, the physical realm, then they may wish to move to a higher level of service, and they do not come back again, but they also have fulfilled their reasons for coming to the third entity and their purpose for having come to the third entity, and also they may wish to keep coming to be of service to people who are behind them and coming along behind them, or if they wish to pursue their path in the higher realm, then they can be harvested, is what it is called. They can not come back to the third density, but move into other lifetimes and higher densities, or to take their place with the Ra group or the Elohim group.
Okay.
Or the Ra group, we would say.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We are out of time at this point. So, do you have any final comments before we close out?
We again turn our attention to Houston and to the Texas area and Corpus Christi and to the cities that are experiencing this flooding right now, and lend energy to the rescue workers and to all of the backup that are working to restore the area to normal.
Quick question about that. We started putting this on Whole Planet Healing probably at the very last minute when it was just crossing into Texas.
If yes, it was already. If you were going to affect something of this nature, you need to do it earlier, although it can be affected from wherever you're at. However, wherever you're at is wherever you're at, and the certain damages have already been done.
So, just telling everybody, in the future, if there's something happening that I'm missing, make sure you send me an email so that you bring it to my attention and we can give it some focus. That's what I thought was the case. So, all right. Thank you for being here. Thank you all for being here.
It is our honor.
I'm going to unmute everybody. And how do I do that? Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry, anyway.
Much love to all.
Thank you, Ron. Blessings to everyone.
Your conference recording has stopped.